You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has extended its Stage 4 lockdown restrictions by 2 weeks beyond its original September 14 deadline. Restrictions in Melbourne and regional Victoria will be then lifted in 5 stages at different paces. A final COVID normal step will be implemented when there are no new cases recorded in the state in 28 days. Premier Daniel Andrews says he understands the news is difficult to hear for many Victorians.
If we open up too fast, then we have a very high likelihood, that we're not really opening up at all. We're just beginning a third wave. And we will be back in and out of restrictions, in and out of lockdown, before the end of the year. We can't run out of lockdown. We have to take steady and safe steps out of lockdown to find that COVID normal and make sure that in opening up, we can stay open.
From next weekend, curfew will begin an hour later, operating from 9 p.m. to 5 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. Victorians will be able to exercise outdoors for double the current allocation for 2 hours, and single-person households will be allowed a nominated visitor under a new social bubble ruling. The completion of each roadmap phase will depend on case numbers and will be governed by modelling from the University of Melbourne and the University of New England. Modelling found that Melbourne will likely still have a 14-day average of about 60 daily coronavirus cases by mid-September. Victorian Deputy Chief Health Officer Alan Chen says case numbers must be much lower.
At 60 or 100 cases a day in Victoria, we're not even close. If we open up too early, we risk another resurgence and undoing all the work that we've done. What this modelling does suggest is that if we relax too early, we risk a loss of control and needing another lockdown. We need to find that sweet spot between the length of the current lockdown and the risk of resurgence.
From the 28th of September, if cases have dropped below 50 a day, public gatherings can be increased to 5 people from 2 households, with some students returning to school and workplaces reopening. The third step requires less than 5 cases a day, allowing curfew to be scrapped, restrictions on leaving home lifted, and retail and hospitality reopened. At this stage, schools will see a potential staged return of years 3 to 10 based on epidemiology reports. Victoria's Education Minister James Molino says teachers are prepared to support students as best they can.
We're not anticipating that there will be an increase in the number of students repeating the year, and for very good reasons. It should really be for exceptional circumstances. The overwhelming evidence is that kids are better off, both academically and in terms of their well-being, if they stay with their age peer group. So that it's only the exception. And it's a really important point to make. You know, this year, our teachers have done a brilliant job. Kids are still learning the curriculum.
Epidemiology reports will continue to dictate the easing of restrictions, with a significant easing of restrictions by step 4. Meanwhile, with far fewer cases in rural and regional Victoria, stage 3 restrictions will be eased as early as mid-September. But for many Victorians, restless after 5 weeks of harsh restrictions, a COVID normal cannot come fast enough. Victorian Liberal leader Michael O'Brien says the state's contact tracing methods are ineffective.
Why do we not have a contact tracing system that allows us to safely reopen? Why don't we have a contact tracing system that gets case numbers down? I mean, we've had stage 4 restrictions now for 5 weeks. They're going to be on for another 3 weeks at minimum. And we've still got a contact tracing system that is third world.
Mr. Andrews says the methods are a work in progress.
The fact we've gone from 700 cases to 63 is a pretty good evidence that contact tracing is improving. There is a bit of tech that's being used, some artificial intelligence, machine learning type stuff, finding patterns that aren't necessarily obvious. Old-fashioned too, so the best of tech, but also literally knocking on doors, trying to find people. I think part of the challenge will be the attribution of benefit, what percentage of benefit comes from each of those things.
Business groups across the state are concerned about a lack of substantial changes for vulnerable operators over the next several weeks. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a lockdown extension will come at a cost to both the state and national economy, with further job losses expected. Victorian Chamber of Commerce Industry Chief Executive Paul Guerra says businesses should be allowed to reopen with strict protocols in place.
Today is a massive blow to businesses and jobs. Businesses needed hope to be able to start to open up, to invest and to put Victorians back into jobs. A whole of government response needs to provide a whole of community solution. Keeping people alive is absolutely the priority, we agree. But we need a whole of government health solution that can also keep the economy alive and jobs alive as well. As a community, we absolutely need both.
The Premier has reiterated that businesses would only remain open for a matter of weeks before being forced to close again if restrictions are eased too quickly. He says he hopes residents will follow conditions of the proposed roadmap to ensure a COVID normal Christmas.
It was my mum's birthday just recently, but I thought to myself, how long is it since I've seen her? I haven't seen her since Christmas. Between bushfires and this, I haven't been up there. I want to get there this Christmas coming, though. I want all of us to stay the course so that we can all have something approaching a normal Christmas. And what the data tells us, what the scientists tell us, and the doctors, and frankly, common sense, if we do this too fast, if we run to open up, we won't be open for long.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.